This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So today I have with me Linda Stevens, founder of Yoga Mums, who has recently launched a fantastic new initiative called the Women's Wellbeing Space, which is a one-stop shop of information and practical self-help tools for women experiencing perimenopause and the menopause. Welcome to Just Women, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Joan. It's really nice to be here.
It's a pleasure. So perhaps could you start by telling us what led to you setting up the Women's Wellbeing Space?
So like all people who have a bit of a passion and fire in their belly, my journey is very personal. I became a yoga teacher 14 years ago now, when I had two children back to back, very close together, both premature. So I used to work in television. I had a big, busy career in TV. And then, very derailing to have children. And it was like oil and water. I really couldn't reconcile my new life to working as I was before. And my son's got a neuromuscular disorder. I needed to know more about the human body. I was already practicing yoga and found it incredibly helpful. And I heard about this training course, teacher training course, and decided to go on it. And actually, for me, the stress relief and the ability to separate myself from my circumstances was huge. And I started to practice mainly pre and postnatal yoga. I did lots of extra training helping other women to prepare for cesarean births or natural births, and then specifically to repair afterwards. And then I ended up having a third child, a big surprise, in 2011, and I actually went into labor at 24 weeks, so full-blown labor, and I was on bed rest for 4 months. My pelvis, obviously, all the muscles around my pelvis atrophied. And one day at about 31 weeks, I stood up very quickly and my pubic bone completely split. Oh, wow. So you can imagine that it was just horrific. So I was bound and I ended up having chiropractic adjustments almost daily to the lady came to my house to help me. But I determined to birth naturally, even with that condition, which I, you know, we didn't know at that stage what that was going to be like. And it was horrific. But specifically, I couldn't walk afterwards. My pelvis was in all sorts of, I had a lot of problems. So my mission was, as a yoga teacher and as a kind of a researcher, was to find out how I could heal without surgery. And I did a lot of work with an American biomechanical expert. And I looked at, you know, Joseph Pilates work, all of the yoga work I've been doing, physiotherapy work, and I kind of put together my own program, and I was very diligent. You know, I am a bit of a, when I need to do something, I do it all out. And I did, I healed myself and I got to the stage where I could jump on trampolines and I was good to go. And that was the basis of Yoga Mums. So yogamums.net is my business for pre and postnatal women. And I set up in Farnham when we moved from Australia to the UK, and have loved teaching pre and postnatal women and very much working around the pelvic floor and knowing how much birthing trauma can affect pelvic floor function. And we have this golden window of opportunity to heal afterwards. It's really important that women don't go straight into high impact exercise or doing too much through the tummy without first recovering pelvic floor integrity. But then I was all good to go, you know, having, you know, enjoying the strong pelvic floor. And then I hit perimenopause and I was 45 and I was, you know, bouncing on trampolines and I was all full of it, basically. And then one day I started to have little leaks and I was like, oh, I need to go to the loo before I jump on the trampoline. And, you know, just little things like that, which for other people I knew were red flags, but weirdly, I didn't have that association with myself. I started to experience big mood swings. I had really bad insomnia. My IBS was getting worse. And anyway, so around that time, when I think about it, when I put all these bits together, I was double bouncing both of my kids. Again, back, it was a bit of an ego thing that I thought that I could. Mm. And as I came down, I felt this literally horrendous kind of ripping thud.
Oh my goodness.
And it was basically my bladder had dropped.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, so this was a cytosel, a bladder prolapse. And I'd done a fair bit of training up until this point. I kind of thought I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. What I didn't really understand, and I think this was really the big key for my change of direction, is that once we start to hit perimenopause, the progesterone that our ovaries produce just plummets down. Mm. And then over time, our estrogen levels fluctuate and slowly diminish. And it's the estrogen that causes our muscle fibers to have elasticity, to have strength and integrity. And although I had strengthened my pelvic floor muscles, the band of muscles that hold our organs in place were damaged, really quite badly damaged, when I had that a lot of intervention with the birth, when my pelvis was broken. And so when the estrogen starts to drop, no matter how strong you are, the actual muscle fibers, they lose that elasticity, yeah. They lose that integrity. So if you then put a whole lot of intra-abdominal pressure downwards, like I was doing on the trampoline, those organs just don't have the same support that they used to. Mm. And, you know, that's why we see a lot of perimenopausal, postmenopausal women having prolapse, having leaking issues, starting to become a lot worse, is because as estrogen drops, we end up with this this weakness, if you like. So over the years, I started teaching more and more and more around this as I learned how to, I did another year of postgrad training specifically for women in the third age. And we find that all of my students and Farnham are all sort of going around similar age. Yeah. And so my direction has become more and more to the peri and postmenopausal woman. And then after lockdown last year, when I was obviously doing everything by Zoom, I realized that I needed to create more of a space of information as well as the yoga practices. And hence the womenswellbeing.me, it's like a festival space. I've designed it. Yeah. So it's a bit like a festival, and it's online and it's ongoing, and it's yoga, it's meditation, it's stress relieving, it's specific pelvic floor work, and then it's also interviews with menopause experts.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, I love actually what you've done on your website, because it does look like a festival site. You know, you've got this map of all the different sort of tents where people can go and do different things. So I love that all-round approach. It's very welcoming, and I think that's important for women at that stage of life, because it can be very, you know, sort of disorientating. I remember when I sort of first started getting perimenopause symptoms, for a start, I'd not heard of the term perimenopause. And I think a lot of women are the same. I was also quite young. I was in my early sort of 40s when I started to experience symptoms. And actually having something like your space, which, you know, is so welcoming, and a festival, it's fun. It still seems quite young and, you know, and hip and all that sort of thing. I think that that's lovely. What's the response been to it from people that have sort of taken part and signed up for the program?
Oh, listen, the members in there have just been amazing. Really enjoying listening in. I have a lunch and learn on a Friday where I'm interviewing. Well, actually, this Friday, I've got Dr. Mandy Linehart, who is a menopause and HRT specialist GP. And I've got her coming on to help answer some questions, especially from the program last night that was Davina McCall. Last week I had Nikki Williams, who's an amazing nutritionist and hormone expert. I'm going to be interviewing my husband next week so I can get him. He's now got very into the whole perimenopausal journey, and so he can start to give a husband's or a partner's perspective, which is, I think, is really, really important. And the reason I did this festival idea is year before, when I was really at the height of all of these perimenopausal issues, I had gut issues. I got mastitis. Mastitis can come back with hormone fluctuations, vaginal dryness, and, you know, lots of problems downstairs, which I knew was cyclical. I could tell they were cyclical. I went to see 7 or 8 different GPs, all of whom just tried to put me on antidepressants. there was no, you know, and of course, you've only got 7 or 8 minutes for the GP. It's too short. None of the different symptoms were put together.
No.
I was investigated for, you know, Crohn's disease, for breast cancer because of lumps in my boobs and things. And so I ended up actually having a breakdown. I had a vertigo attack that went on all night. And the next day it was like, so it was like a plug had been pulled out of the socket. I fused, basically. So when they said burnout, it literally felt like everything had burnt out, my brain, my nerves. And I'd had a huge stress the year before with my husband having a heart attack out of the blue. So I was, there was a lot of stress there when I was trying to deal with, and I was trying to expand my business and do all these things and have 3 kids and do all the superwoman ridiculous stuff that us women
and I think
these days try and do.
That's quite often, you know, that age group that a lot of women find themselves experiencing these symptoms. Actually now our lives are such that actually it's probably one of the busiest times in our lives, which may not have been the case, you know, even 2 generations ago. It's almost like a perfect storm a lot of the time.
You're so right. The perfect storm is a really great analogy. And so, you know, the crucial thing that I try and teach is stress management, because when our at this stage of our lives, when our adrenals are revving and we're producing cortisol, we stop producing the pregnenolone, which is the precursor to our progesterone and estrogen and testosterone. So calming the adrenals, doing conscious down training of the central nervous system, you know, meditation, yoga, which takes us, you know, restorative yoga, connecting brain and body together is absolutely crucial. When our ovaries stop producing those sex hormones, our adrenals and our brain, they do produce some if we allow them to do so. But if we're looking after parents and children and we've got a job and we're trying to keep up with all our friends and we've got social media and we've got to keep a clean house and all of the stuff, our central nervous system literally shuts down and menopause symptoms, perimenopause symptoms are just so much worse.
I do think that actually what you're saying, there'll be people listening that this will just be totally an aha moment, that you'll think this is what it is. And may not have connected all the dots together as to various symptoms, because the symptoms could be different. I mean, the symptoms you talked about, the symptoms I had were very different. It was, you know, it was more, I was getting sort of hot flushes, night sweats, the insomnia was there, anxiety, but things like tinnitus I was starting to get, and also, you know, sort of bloating and stuff like that. So the range of symptoms are vast, actually, and everybody is going to probably be slightly different. But I think, you know, the more people talk about it, the more hopefully people think, well, actually, there are things like your wellbeing space that people can access. So can you tell us a little bit more about, if people want to get involved, how they would do that and find out more information from yourself?
So, yes, just go to womenswellbeing.me. So it's putting the me into women's wellbeing. Yeah. You can look on the site and see what's in it. Just click on, I've put little sample videos and things into some of the tents. So you can click on some of the tents. If you go into the what's it about tab, you can also look at what I'm all about. You can read my story and on the About Linda tab there. So have a look around, and if you want to join, it's incredibly reasonable. I charge literally the price of one class, and you actually get 6 fresh classes a week, half live with me, half are pre-recorded, so you can do them anytime, plus all these interviews with menopause experts. And there's a whole library of shorter sequence and specific yoga therapies for different issues, like pelvic floor tension or pelvic floor weakness or back problems. So I've tried to create a safe space where people can come. There's a chat room forum. We can ask questions of each other, share information, and just get up to date, most recent scientific research, as well as lifestyle adaptions that we kind of all really need to make. Just accept. My biggest thing is acceptance. Acceptance is the key ingredient to change. And when we can accept that we're not 20 or 30 anymore, that we've got decades now of wisdom, and we just start to appreciate this extraordinary body that we've got, this vessel that we've got to live this life through, And obviously when GPs start to also understand perimenopause a bit more together, we can hopefully have a much more positive time.
The acceptance, it's the acceptance is then that actually there is a lot that you can do to help yourself, be it through a medical route or through, you know, the more holistic and lifestyle changes. And actually it's then you can sort of think, well, actually it's quite an exciting stage that we're going into, because there's you know, it's a different age of our lives as well. Linda, I could talk to you all day. It's been absolutely fascinating talking to you, and we'll have to get you back on again, I think, to see how it's all going and you know, in the next few months. So thank you so much for speaking to us today. And as Linda said, if you want to find out more, it's womenswellbeing.me. Is that correct? Womenswellbeing.me. If you go and visit that, then you can see all of Linda's lovely resources. So thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.